The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? And thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Busted Open Podcast. Today, the Hall of Fame of Pain returns with myself, Bully Ray, and my tag team partner, fellow Hall of Famer, Mark Henry. Lots to dive into today. From Extreme Rules, the hot topic, the one that everybody's talking about, the return of Bray Wyatt. Got the whole world talking because he's got the whole world in his hands. Me and Mark Henry will discuss it. Liv Morgan, Ronda Rousey for the SmackDown Women's Championship. What did Mark think of the match? Hell, what did I think of the match? We're going to break it down for you, especially the finish. Also, guest, friend of the show, friend of ours, X-Pac, celebrating 25 years of D-Generation X tonight on the season premiere of Monday Night Raw. We are the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Hall of Fame and Pain. Turn it up. Mark, talk of the wrestling world over the weekend, other than the amazing return of Bully Ray, was the super califragilistic and expialidocious return of Bray Wyatt.
Listen, man, F Christmas.
I watched Extreme Rules last night because it was a very busy weekend for me between Bound for Glory and TNA Impact Wrestling television taping. So I came home and I watched it, and I watched it in order, and I saved the Bray Wyatt stuff for the end. I want to get your take first of the entire buildup and the actual reveal of the returning Bray Wyatt at Extreme
Rules. Pay it off. I'm going to tell you right off the bat, it paid off. Like, you know, the build-up, showing the characters in the crowd, the fireflies that came out, the door, them showing the Firefly Funhouse with the cobwebs all over it. Like, it's been abandoned for years. And then the door with the light behind it. And when the door got kicked open and Bray Wyatt came out, the mask, I would have liked to have seen the Fiend mask. That's all my only criticism. And then the reveal of taking the mask off and seeing Bray Wyatt's face, bro, it was Christmas. It was Christmas for me, because that's all we've been talking about for over a year. Is it close to 2 years?
It's been a while.
It's been a while. And I feel like I've got my Christmas gifts for the last 2 years. Seeing him come out proves to that company whatever you was paying him was not enough. He's that valuable a commodity. Whatever beef, put it out the window. If he had an issue with the company, Bray, put it out the window. You got to live in the right now. The fans love you. They wanted this, and now they got you, and it's going to be business as usual, because the talent of that guy is just what it is. It's a talent. And the way that he puppeteers the wrestling industry, he's going to give Roman Reigns a run for his money. And that's a good problem to have.
Mark, I want to read a tweet to you that was sent out by AJ Francis, Top Dollar. Ain't no one hotter than Top Dollar, not nada.
Not nada.
He sent this out yesterday, about 11 hours ago. There was a video of Bray Wyatt's return of the audience and the noise, the crowd, the decibel levels. He said, bro, the fact that he started off with bro popped me because that's like such a Vince Russo thing. Bro, the crowd is so loud, you can't even hear what Bray is saying into the camera. Mind you, the mics on the camera are specifically designed to pick up what's in front of them and block out the surrounding sound. That means it was deafening in the joint. So true. Now, I had seen that tweet before I watched the return of Bray Wyatt, and it was so loud that you heard the microphones almost malfunction, or at least they sound like they malfunctioned to me. They almost went to this dead, very muted sound because the pop was so big that it screwed the microphones up. I love the way they did it. I loved how they panned throughout the whole audience and everybody has the lights on their cell phones. I love that we saw the characters hiding out in the arena. I disagree with you on The Fiend. I'm happy that Bray did not come out as The Fiend because I always thought that as interesting as The Fiend character was, it pigeonholed Bray Wyatt. Because once the bell rang, what was The Fiend? Who was The Fiend? It always seemed like The Fiend's matches were difficult. Case in point, The Fiend versus Seth Rollins at Hell in the Cell. That match, just psychologically speaking, did not go well because The Fiend's character is very difficult to book once the bell rings because he should be impervious to everything. That's at least my opinion.
You can't beat it.
How do you beat it? You know, it's almost impossible. It's almost as, you know, it almost seemed as impossible to beat The Fiend as it did The Undertaker or a Kane. That's where that character had gone in such a short amount of time. So I'm glad that we saw Bray coming back as his original character, Bray Wyatt, with the lantern. As a matter of fact, I think I told LaGreca last week that if the White Rabbit reveal was Bray Wyatt, I want to see the original version of Bray Wyatt. And that's what we got. So I think, Mark, we can agree that on a scale from 1 to 10, this was an 11 when it comes to bringing a character back and re-debuting him, her, the right way and maximizing the potential. Because hopefully tonight on Raw, we get the follow-up to that. Let me ask you this. Who is the first opponent? Who is the first victim? Who does Bray Wyatt single out first? And why?
Well, if I was going to do it, I would have Bray Wyatt approach somebody because he's going to need minions. He's going to need somebody that he can rally around him to be the influence, like that he can influence. Who is that person going to be? That would be the first thing that I would do. And I don't know who it would be. You need somebody that's hyper-talented that haven't, you know, really been buzzing lately. You need somebody that you can promise them the moon and you promise them the stars, but do you deliver?
So you want Bray Wyatt to have a posse?
I want him to have, he don't have to have a posse per se, but he needs at least one or two people to be there to run interference, to help, you know, whatever biddings that he would have them do.
Go, do you want to see Alexa Bliss back with Bray Wyatt?
No, I do not want that. That ship has sailed. I think that what is a what is she going to do in the men's division? Stand on the apron?
I don't think she'd be in the men's division. There was, you know, the association, the relationship between Alexa Bliss and Bray Wyatt. It was more the Fiend back in the day, not Bray Wyatt.
Right. So, like, if we put the Fiend aside, then you put all that aside, too. And when you said that just now, I felt like, you know what? You're right. Maybe it was time for another mask, more like the V for Vendetta mask. One, you're going to sell more merch, more new merch. That's, you always want to sell. But you also want Bray Wyatt to, you want to see his face. You want to see him sell. You want to see pain. You want to see vulnerability. Like, you need to see all the elements that make wrestling wrestling. Like you said, the Fiend was an entity and not a wrestler. And now we're going to get the wrestler back. So I am excited about that.
Are you?
But to answer your question, I don't know which person that I would pick to be a minion, but it would have to be somebody that's not dominant on the microphone, but somebody that's over. And the first person that comes to mind is Braun Strowman, a big giant guy that can stand there and help get him back over the way that he's doing great on his own. But to be put in a storyline like that, AJ Styles has been cooled off like nobody I ever seen before in wrestling to be as elite and great as he is. Those are two at the top of my head.
Would you like to see Bray get in Braun's ear and try to bring him back home to the Wyatt family?
I would. And I don't know if it would be the Wyatt family type mentality, but he's going to need a heater.
Would you bring back, Eric Rowan,
Redbeard.
Yep.
Of course. That, I mean, I wouldn't bring him back right away, but if you had a situation like, say, down the road, you had Bray Wyatt and his minion against the Usos, against the Roman Reigns and Sami Zayn, like, you get outnumbered. And then all of a sudden, now you hit that music and here comes Rowan. And they're able to even the odds almost. So, like, you got to layer stuff, you know, the way wrestling is. Like, but I'd like to see something to that.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If you missed anything this week on Mad Dog Sports Radio, I got you covered. It's Mike Babchick's Morning After, where we play back the best clips of the week and recap in a way you have never heard before. It's a roast like no other, and no one is safe. Not Mad Dog. Not anyone. This is a Morning After walk of shame you actually won't regret. You can find Mike Babchick's Morning After on SiriusXM, Pandora, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
Liv Morgan and Ronda Rousey for the SmackDown Women's Championship this past Saturday on Extreme Rules. Lots of chatter about this match on the old Twitter machine, Mark. Lots of people scratching their heads. Lots of people confused.
Thinking.
thinking, thinking, always thinking. Yeah. Straight right hand from the Macho Man sent Chico Santana to the promised land. Yeah. Dig it.
Let's go. Let's go.
You know what? I'm just going to throw the question out right now to the Busted Open Nation. What did you think of Ronda versus Liv? I want to hear your opinions, 877-344-4893. Please call in. We're clearing the lines because I want to hear what the nation thinks about this match specifically. Mark, you, Ronda and Liv, the match. Break it down. Talk to me. What'd you think?
You know what? I respect Ronda, and I respect Liv too much to be hypercritical of the match. But the story that really should have been told is Ronda baited her into this match. The whole time, all I wanted for you to do is say yes. Liv, we are not the same. I'm going to hurt you tonight. I'm going to make you realize what the big deal about me is. And then now you give the opportunity to Liv to fight back from adversity that she should not be able to fight back from. Now, we talked about this a lot, Bully, on this show, about how great Kurt Angle was and how Kurt can make you feel helpless. Did you ever try Kurt? I did.
Yes, I did too.
Kurt made me feel like a child. His skill was so unbelievable that he rendered the strongest human on the planet to, okay, let me go. He made me tell him, all right, Kurt, let me go. I'm just saying.
Right.
I'm telling
and
the truth.
And what you're trying to say is, if the world's strongest man was screaming, let me go, to Kurt Angle, how the hell can Liv Morgan hang with Ronda Rousey?
How? How? In what world? In what universe? Even in the Marvel universe, that can't happen. So it should have been a trick. I got you. Now you got to show up. Now that you showed up, I'm going to show you why I'm Ronda Rousey. And then, you know, you got, I mean, there's got to be hope. There's got to be able to, you got to be able to give somebody some salt and vinegar. You got to give them an edge. Let her come back. Let her do some stuff. Run her into the post. Let her get something. But at the end of the day, And why make it so spotty and try to make it even? Why would you try to make it even? They're not even. You know how many guys, Bully, have walked up to me and they preface the conversation with, yeah, man, I mean, I'm not you, but I'm pretty strong. Thousands. They want to make it a comparison, but without making it a comparison. Bro, don't mention you and me in the same sentence. It's not close. It's not close. I can destroy your car with my hands. In my prime, I thought I was bulletproof. I should be dead. Because there were people that said stuff and did stuff that only the law saved their life.
Hmm. Strong.
That's it.
Look,
if I wanted it, I could have took it. And Ronda is that. She's so good. Even now, I guarantee you, Ronda said, I'm going to make a comeback. Only the 10% of women in MMA today would be able to hold a candle to her. Give her a run.
I think from day one, Mark, me and you have had a problem with the Ronda Rousey, Liv Morgan story angle. And it's more about Liv because when you look at Liv in the context of a sports entertainer, she's getting the job done. She's doing just fine. But when I see Liv in there with a Shayna Baszler or a Ronda Rousey, I'm just like, it ain't happening. I can't suspend my disbelief enough. You know, they had Liv. I'll just go to the finish with the table. You know, last week, I believe that they had Liv Morgan do this giant jumping senton through Lacey Evans through the table and laid Lacey Evans out and destroyed her on SmackDown. And then the finish of Extreme Rules is Liv Morgan does the exact same thing to Ronda Rousey, but it didn't mean a damn thing because Ronda Rousey was able to put her in a hold and you know, she passed out. I just don't understand why you would use that exact same spot and make it mean absolutely nothing. Now, if Ronda would have rolled off the table and Liv would have crashed and burned, and then Ronda would have put the submission on and Liv passes out, now I get it. But you're taking the gimmick like the table and you're making it so one day it means the world when you're putting Lacey Evans through, but Ronda Rousey was able to completely no-sell the move from Liv. It meant nothing and then puts her in the submission. That was a disconnect to me. I didn't like it. I wish they would have went about it in a different way. What do you think about the way the finish was executed, Mark?
You're right. I feel like the finish soured with me more than anything else. And when I say that, it's not even that, but it's not even what you just said, which is a great point. But why the hell was she smiling? Why? Is that trying to save face? Oh, I got beat, but you know what? It didn't hurt.
It felt very Harley Quinn-esque, which is kind of where origins of Liv Morgan began, right?
You know what? I think so. I'm not gonna say yes because I don't know for a fact. But Bully, I'm just gonna say that I appreciated and respected the work. But I cannot say that, wow, I'm all in on that match. I just can't do it.
Would you see Liv Morgan, let's just take the smiling as she passed out, as if she enjoyed the pain of passing out? That type of maniacal behavior, could you see a Liv Morgan possibly being associated with a Bray Wyatt?
No. Why? It's not, I mean, you don't give us superpowers like they did Alexa Bliss?
Yeah, and why not?
What happened with that? I'll wait. Nothing.
Maybe they can give her a doll.
You can't transfer. You know what, man? You gave me the scratches. I got the Arn Anderson thing going on. Like, God damn it.
That sound you hear is Mark Henry scratching his beard.
Scratching my beard. Because
he's getting hot.
I'm getting the tingles. You know how, like, you get angry, you get... Bro, it didn't work with... You can't give people your greatness. You can't do it by association. You can't do it by injection.
Well, and you can't, I don't know about that.
Don't get it. Don't ask. You can't do it by marrying into the family. There's no way that I can transfer greatness to you except by genetics. That's it. How was Bray Wyatt supposed to give her and that... The people blood coming out of people's eyes and making somebody sick and have to throw up and like, bro, it's a certain level now in pro wrestling that people are so educated and people are so understanding of things that when you see that, it takes you out of your suspended belief. It's like, oh, this shit again. Come on. And so I would not do that. Please don't ever do that again.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is Adam Schein, host of the Adam Schein Podcast, here to tell you you can listen to my podcast all year round. I'll give you my NFL picks against the spread, give you fantasy advice all season long, while being joined by the best guests in all of sports. He's Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay Packers.
This is what I expect. You know, I expect to play well every year.
We release episodes of the Adam Schein Podcast every week. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
The Adam Schein Podcast.
D-Generation X reunion. We welcome to Bust It Open, Sean Waltman, X-Pac. Brother, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing really good, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good to hear your voice, man.
You too, Marcus. How are you, man?
I'm doing good,
hey, Mark,
man.
Congratulations on everything your son's doing. Man, I check him out on Twitter. Man, what a stud, man. You should be really proud, huh?
We're very proud of him. He works hard, and he'll be happy to know that you shouted him out. I'm going to make sure that he knows when he gets home from school. Well, he's off from school, but football practice.
25 years. Hey, this is a 25-year reunion. When they called and hit me up about this, it didn't even dawn on me. It's been 25 years since they started that, man.
Wow. If it didn't dawn on you, what are you thinking about today? What are you thinking about this morning before tonight's big Monday Night Raw? I mean, how does that even sound to you? But, like, does it resonate? What does it make you think of, 25 years of D-Generation X?
Well, I guess the reason why it didn't dawn on me is because, like, I wasn't there at the very start, right? Like, I was in the NWO and then came in after Sean, you know, went down with the back injury. And so, like I wasn't there at the very start. So, I mean, I'm just grateful they started that thing up, man, and I could be a part of it. So, and grateful.
You was a big part of it.
Yeah, I know. And I get that, but, you know, I like to be grateful at the same time, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I respect that. Because
it was just the best time of my life, man. I didn't mean to step on you just now, Mark. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all right.
But go ahead, Mark.
I was just saying that I was not an original member of the Nation. I was just like you. I came in like a year and a half into it, almost 2 years into it. And, man, it didn't make your contribution to DX any less, because when I hear DX, I think of X-Pac, even with the shooting the X behind, you know.
Oh, like, yeah, they produced the hell out of me, man, with the pyro and everything. Ooh,
yeah, man. That's,
you better be able to get over
it.
They give you all that.
Sean, go ahead.
Sorry about that.
No, I just wanted to know, like, what is your relationship with with the guys to this day, with Trips or Sean or Dog or Billy? Do you guys still stay in contact with one another?
I mean, we're not on, like, I'm not on the telephone per se, like, you know, like we're talking right now, but, like, we're always communicating on text or, you know, things like that. And I feel like I have a real nice, strong relationship with everybody still, man. It's always great to see anyone. I saw Road Dogg last night while I was, in the restaurant downstairs, and got to catch up with him about things. And I talked to Paul like a lot more than I probably should be able to, as busy as he is, man. So and Sean's got his thing going on down in NXT, and like we keep in touch too. So like to answer that. Have a great relationship with everybody, man. I'm really grateful for that after all these years.
One of the things that I always noticed about you guys, and I think any faction that's ever, you know, really wrestled, is even if you haven't seen each other in years, when you get together, you just pick up like it was yesterday that y'all saw each other. Do you still get that feeling from the guys?
I do. I really do, man. And honestly, not just those guys, but when I see like you or Bubba, Bully, I mean, or, you know, any of my people I consider my friends over all these years, man. Like, even honestly, guys that I didn't necessarily see eye to eye with, I'm freaking grateful and happy to see them too. You know, yeah, it's just great, man. Life is great. And my life wasn't always that great for a few years there. So
it's great to hear you in a good place. Cause as you just said, you know, your life for a few years wasn't exactly in the best place, but you got through it. And it's great to have you on this morning. When you think about 25 years of D-Generation X, let's say somebody came up to you who had never watched pro wrestling or had never seen anything DX had ever done. What is the one thing you'd tell them to check out?
Ooh, wee.
The tank.
I mean, you know, of course, you know, people always say the tank, even though it was a Jeep. I think they found that Jeep, by the way, you guys.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah, I just heard. But I probably shouldn't have said that. Anyway, whatever. I can't think of any one particular, like, the invasion was amazing, right? Like, and I think the invasion, when we did that and all that stuff, I think it meant, like, people looking from the outside, they're not wrestling people, probably don't understand what a big deal that was. But, like, I think if you know anything about wrestling, you get it, you know? So there's that. And I just, man, just to be able to, man, like, the stuff we did with the Nation, like, and the stuff later on, like I did with, like, Dog and I versus, you know, you and Devon. You know, we got some mileage out of that.
Little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And I just, the whole thing, man, like, I'm really proud of that whole thing, you know, and it's a little bit, you know, some of it doesn't age well, but, you know, overall, like, I'm really, really proud of all that.
I'm glad said that.
Go ahead, Mark.
Because, you know, like, you got to take the good and the bad. Were you able to come to grips with the bad, and how did everybody else age and recover from the things that weren't always the best?
Like today at this moment, as I'm talking to you guys, right? Like, the only person that's not with us, obviously, is Joni, you know? And I hope that, like, honestly, I hope tonight we don't forget to honor her, you know, or I hope we don't just brush past that. So there's that, man. But I mean, as far as like the rest of us go, like, everyone's in a really good place right now. And I've been saying that we're grateful a lot this morning, but, you know, I'm pretty grateful for that. So.
Well, I think wrestling fans all over hope that there is some mention of Joni of China tonight on the show, because she was such an integral part of the group, the crew with D-Generation X. Do you have any idea what we're going to see tonight? Can you give us a little glimpse into what we can expect from a 25-year reunion of D-Generation X tonight?
Oh, we're probably – I was joking with somebody earlier about, like, us going out there and burying some of the younger talent, like my friends and I have done in the past when they've had us come on. I hope that doesn't happen. Let me just say that right now.
It wouldn't do anybody any good for you to do, guys.
Exactly. Come on. Please not do that. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know, man. I just want to be like, you know, just have some fun out there and maybe, like, do something to uplift some of the talent that's there. you know.
Do you keep up on the product? Do you keep up on the product right now, Sean?
Not as much as I should, man. Like, it's a lot, man. It's a lot to consume, and I don't do my show anymore, so like, you know, I don't feel the need to watch as much. But when I hear something's good, I go, I search it out, and I find a clip of it, you know.
Kid, thank you very much for joining us this morning here on Busted Open. Great to talk to you. Great to hear your voice. Great to know that you're in a much better place. And I hope you guys have a blast tonight on the season premiere of Monday Night Raw, big DX reunion. Please tell all the boys hello from me and Mark Henry, and have fun and entertain us tonight, man.
Absolutely. And I hope to run into you gentlemen soon somewhere.
Same here, awesome, brother. Man. Take care. Awesome. See you down the road.
Bye-bye.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.